glad you made it.
Yeah.
The line was long as people from the Red Cliff tribe and guests queued up for the baby red potatoes, the fried bread, coleslaw, baked beans, and the main course, fresh Lake Superior trout and whitefish.
Oh, that's my favorite. I love
it. Yeah.
The occasion is the release of the 23-page report with a long title that can be summed up in a few words, Trouble in Lake Superior. Documents show that between 1959 and 1962, 1,437 drums of classified munitions were dumped into Lake Superior under cover of darkness by the Army Corps of Engineers for the Department of Defense. Much of this is unexploded ordnance. The 400 tons of munitions lay in 100 to 400 feet of water 90 miles from Red Cliff, but within a quarter of a mile of Duluth's freshwater intake. Red Cliff Tribal Chairwoman Patricia DePerry says the barrels must be removed.
Not only the time is of essence, it's the not knowing what the contaminants have been doing at the bottom of the lake, and it's moving the Department of Defense in a quicker, more fluid motion, I believe. And this today represents that move. I sense a bigger feeling of relief with today's document being released.
Documents in this report point to secret dumping in seven different sites in Lake Superior. The cloak and dagger tactics do not inspire confidence in tribal elder Leo Lafernia.
Because they intended to be put in the lake, it makes us suspicious that there is something in there that they didn't want us to see.
15 years ago, a contractor hired by the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency removed and sampled 9 barrels. Although different wastes and contaminants were found, it was determined that the amount was too small to be a danger. Environmentalist Dan Conley never bought into that.
The public's been asleep. The public's been lost in the matrix. They're involved in other things, and they're not concerned about Lake Superior and their drinking water. They seem like they bought into the propaganda that has gone down before. What they need is awakening.
Red Cliff Natural Resource Director Melanie Montano hopes this report and its documentation is the wake-up call needed to lift the barrels from Lake Superior. The report not only lists toxins like PCBs, mercury, lead, chromium, uranium, benzene, and others, Montano says there's reason to believe some of the barrels contain radioactive waste. She says the only way to find out is to raise the barrels.
A lot of people feel that there's a lot of conspiracy to it, and after reading all the materials that I have and interviewing other people, I think that there is some to it, and I think there's a lot of things that have been kept quiet for a long time, and so it's time for a lot of that stuff to come out.
The Department of Defense is supporting the Red Cliff effort. Montano says it paid for this first report and is paying for a second phase with a $105,000 grant.
After we have that plan completed 1 year from now, that's when we'll start the removal. I have no idea how long the removal is actually going to take.
But you'd like to see removal begin in a year or so?
Definitely.
Other agencies, including the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency, believe leaving the barrels where they are is not only the least expensive plan, but also the best one for the Great Lake. Tribal Committee member Carolyn Gouget says that's an option that should be considered.
Although it's been an injustice, it's already been done. The barrels are already there, and they're already in the water, which is the veins to our Mother Earth, which gives us life. Maybe if we take the barrels out of the water, it might do more harm.
But Red Cliff Tribal Chairwoman DePerry says there's too much at stake. There's the drinking water and there's the fish that the 14 tribal fishing boats bring in to put food on the table. She plans to accomplish something a coalition of environmentalists has not been able to get done for 30 years.
I am the type of tribal chair that is going to be absolutely consistent, pushy. On behalf of the tribe, will not ever allow this document to just sit and lay.
The report concludes in no uncertain terms, quoting it now, the Department of Defense is responsible for the uncontrolled release of hazardous materials into Lake Superior, and humans are being exposed, unquote. So far, the DOD is agreeing to foot the bill owed since the Cold War days of Khrushchev and Kennedy. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.